When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and oh, there's some good stuff there. But before I start chatting about that, let you know that, as always, keeping everything in order and working properly would be Animal World's production engineer. That's Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Doing everything to keep everything in order except the weather yesterday. I kind of had a hard time, you know, keeping that in order.
Yeah, man, what a day was that. In the morning, some of the hardest rain that I've ever seen. I mean, it just a major downpour. I didn't get the horrendous winds, I think, that a lot of people got around, just, you know, a little bit. And now last weekend, I had a marathon weekend of yard work, and I blew and I blew and I blew and I blew leaves, you know, of course. And then I mowed and then blew some more and started moss treatment and all that kind of stuff. And everything was pretty pristine around here for most of the week, you know, because it the air was very still and there was very little wind. So now most of my trees are still pretty covered with leaves. I've got, this was, I think, round three I did last weekend. And I don't know how many rounds there'll be when I finally finish, but there's still a lot of leaves to go. But I'm amazed at how dry it's been when I'm blowing the leaves. Now, of course, it's pretty wet. There won't be any blowing going on around here this afternoon. But I am covered in leaves again, or, you know, the property's covered in leaves again. So next dry opportunity, I'll be out doing round four. But actually, the sun even came out a little bit yesterday afternoon. It was one of those things where it was pouring like rain. It was windy. It was stormy. And then it was gone and the sun came out. And then, you know, so.
Yeah, that sun must have been the eye of the storm or something like that, because, you know, it was just torrential downpour. I was looking out over Factoria Boulevard and it was almost like floodwaters. There was standing water on Factoria Boulevard, which never happens. And you could see all the wakes from the cars pushing that water to the side and, like, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I was surprised. There was a lot of film on the news last night showing, you know, Seattle neighborhoods and flooded streets.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that kind of happens this time of year, especially the leaves coming down. I know that, you know, when I was living in Laurelhurst taking care of my dad, we would, you know, there were drains in the street that we would have to remember to, you know, clear the leaves, or if we had a downpour, they would clog up and, you know, you'd get standing water.
That's what causes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the time.
So, you know, if you got lots of leaves in your neighborhood and, You're not flooded out yet. You better go, you know, go clean out the drains.
And know and, where your drains are, too, because sometimes, you know, it can sneak up on you and then your street is flooding. And then you got to go find that drain and where it's clogging up, because it's not easy to find once it does.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I'd like you to take care of, Nathan, as I have decided, it's too warm because it's. You know, it was like 60 here yesterday. I mean, it was, which is quite pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want my grass to stop growing for the winter. Okay. It's like, Nathan, it's not cold enough out there to keep the grass from growing. So could you do something about that, please?
I think you can maybe get yourself some sheep or some sort of animal that grazes on the grass, and that'll help take care of it for you.
Yeah, that's not an option. The only grazer I've got is Robbie, and he can't keep up with it. He doesn't like the short stuff anyway. But
dogs never do well eating grass either.
Well, yeah.
Every time
yeah.
I've had a dog that decides to snack on some grass, they're always coughing it up.
Well, and there's a reason for that. Hey, guess what? This is Animal World. Maybe we'll say something intelligent. What do you think? So anyway,
yeah.
Dogs are attracted to grass and eating grass for a number of different reasons. I won't go into all of that sort of thing, but not unusual at all for dogs to run outside and go to the tall grass and start munching. It's not a bad thing. Grass is not a bad thing for them, but our grass, you know, that's normally grown in lawns,
mm-hmm.
Is barbed. And so when they eat it, the little barbs irritate the esophagus and the stomach lining. And so then they throw it back up. So that's why if you have cats, why we recommend you buy wheatgrass. You know, and you can, at a lot of stores, they have wheatgrass growing, and you bring that home and your cats can munch on the wheatgrass. Well, wheatgrass and other grasses aren't barbed like our lawn grass is. So they can eat it and get the benefits of eating the grass, but it doesn't irritate their esophagus and make them throw it back up.
Now, I've heard that dogs are attracted to grass as it helps them soothe their stomachs if they're having any stomach issues. Is that true?
Well, that seems to be one of the thinking that if they're eating grass, they don't feel good or they have an upset stomach or something. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's indicative that they're missing something in their diet. Sometimes it's not, you know, so, so sometimes that can be the case, but it isn't just automatic. Oh, they're eating grass, so their stomach's upset. Nah, not necessarily the case, mm-hmm. But they throw it up, not because their stomach is upset. It's because of the barbed grass.
Gotcha.
So there we go. So anyway, speaking of, the weather, which we were, do I have any opportunities to blow this week? Is it going to be dry, or are we into the rainy season here?
I have a feeling you're going to get a stockpile of leaves in your yard. It probably the best chance would be on Wednesday, but even then it still says, you know, 40% chance of rain. So if you're looking for dry leaves to blow, that's very likely not going to happen, at least throughout the remainder of this week.
Okay, well, but it is looking like I'm probably going to end up be mowing in November, which wouldn't be the first year that I've had to do the final mowing for the season in November, but I was hoping that last week's mowing would be the last one, but now it's hard to tell with the temperatures. That's why if you can lower the temperature a little bit, I would appreciate it.
The temperatures will be about mid to lower 50s, hovering right around there. So a little bit cooler than it was yesterday, but not too much.
All right. And also when it stays, you know, warmer than normal, that sometimes can interfere a little bit with the animals schedule, you know, wild animals type schedule. And that was something I was just going to just do a little alert on. The one thing, if you're out in, you know, the urban areas or out in the forest, you know, like me, right now, what you want to be aware of is that bears are getting ready to hibernate. And they have to eat a whole lot of food before they hibernate, because they got to put on a bunch of weight, you know, to carry them through the winter, you know, the hibernation months. And I saw a report on it recently, and I don't remember what they said, but an absolutely unbelievable amount of food that a bear has to eat every day at this time of year. So be more careful about your garbage out, you know, bird feeders and that kind of stuff, and leaving things that are attractive. It's very, very rare that we do have black bear in my area, and living in the neighborhood. Every once in a while in the summer, you know, I'll go out in my backyard, the fire pit yard, and there's a nice pile of blackberry bear poop. So I know they come through and they're around. And the state has actually built a hibernation den for them in the state land across the street from me. And, you know, so they're all over, but rarely do they cause any problem. I do not put out outdoor bird feeders, the seeds and the suet and all of that sort of stuff, so that I don't attract them. My hummingbird feeders are close enough to the house that I think they're an issue. And actually, I don't know. I haven't heard any stories of bears going after hummingbird feeders, but they may. I don't know. At any rate, you just want to be a little more aware of that, because in the very few times that we've ever had bears go after our garbage cans on the road, it's been in the late fall, you know, when they're getting ready to hibernate and they need extra food. So be a little more cautious about that. And of course, making sure you keep track of your small animals and dog and cat suits and so forth, because everybody is storing up for the winter.
And you'd be surprised where bears can reside, because, you know, I live in a pretty suburb type area, and near my church, suddenly I got a text message from them saying that be careful when you're entering and exiting the church, because there has been a black bear sighting on the church grounds. And I never thought we would actually have a bear out here, but apparently we do. So just because you don't see them or hear about them doesn't mean they're not there.
Right. And this is the time of year where they try, you know, they come into houses and stuff. And there's a lot of that going on in different parts of, you know, the country, and, you know, that have bears getting ready to hibernate. But this is the time they tend to get into trouble looking for more food. So that's just the caution, is make sure you're not leaving stuff out there that are going to attract these hungry bears trying to tank up before,
mm-hmm.
or put the fat on before hibernation. So, all righty then. Oh, and I guess we ought to talk about what's going on today. It is the first Sunday of November, November 5th. Oh, and there's just popping into my mind tells me, I think we have an election on Tuesday, don't we? We need to tell everybody to get their vote, fill out your ballots and find it and put them in a drop box by Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I did mine quite a long time ago. That was an election where when I got the ballot, I just filled it out and submitted it right away. So, I mean, it hasn't really been on my mind since.
I've got.
But
to
I
do
think
that
November 7th does sound about right. I think I remember seeing that on the ballot. I can double check that.
Note to self: vote. All righty, and being as that it's the first Sunday of November, that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We will get rolling with our first interview at the bottom of the hour. But speaking of that, I started to mention Facebook. And I know a lot of people don't do Facebook these days, but gosh, it's such a great way to communicate and post stories and videos and pictures. And I've got a rescue story of the week, Nathan. Well, actually, it's my rescue story of forever right now. Absolutely amazing video. Now, it is also one of the most unpleasant videos that I ever watched. But even though I didn't want to watch it and I wanted to stop, I was hearing, no, watch it. This is important. Anyway, I'm sure it looks like you're, if you go to the Animal World Facebook page, it is...
is it the one about the birds?
Yep. Yep. And, well, the first one is the first post that's there. That one just came across last night. It's absolutely amazing. And then the second one, it's the third one down.
Yep. I got it here. The parent birds and the ants.
Yes. Now, you guys, if you have access to Facebook, go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Absolutely. I give these bird parents the best credit for rescuing. Now, it's so unpleasant because the video, the camera's on a nest that has two just apparently freshly hatched baby birds. So they don't have feathers on them and stuff. They're just brand new baby birds. And the nest is overrun, and the babies are overrun with ants.
You can still even see part of the egg, you know.
Yeah. So they're just brand hatched. So that apparently has attracted the ants. And these ants are all over the babies and all over the nests, and the babies are squirming. You can it's so overwhelming. It's hard to watch. Anyway, so I forced myself to watch it, and now the video has been speeded up, but it's like 9 minutes and something if you watch the whole thing. But it's absolutely phenomenal to watch. You know, it's like mom bird, I'm assuming it's mom, comes back to feed the babies and sees all the ants. Well, then she goes away and drops the food that she was bringing to the babies, comes back to the nest and starts picking at the ants and then picking them off and works and works and works. And it's just overwhelming. And you think, oh, my gosh, there's no way she could ever get rid of them all. And then she flies up for a moment and then comes back and starts going after the ants again. And then pretty soon, I'm assuming his dad shows up. And so both parent birds start, you know, are going after the babies, I mean, after the ants, and eating them. And they just go at it and go at it and keep at it. And they work their little bunolas off going after these ants. And they speed up the video. So I don't know how long it took in real time. But the really good news is, Nathan, they're successful. I mean, it's absolutely amazing that they get every single last ant just gone. And then eventually they feed the babies again. And then mom gets on them to sit and keep them warm and snuggle into the nest. And it absolutely is mind-boggling that bird parents are so tenacious and so dedicated to their babies. They just... it was amazing to see them do it.
It just goes to show how the motherly love is universal. And I was scrolling through the video quickly because we got to move on before 9 minutes is up. But just seeing how the decrease of ants just quickly went throughout that entire video was
really amazing.
Because I've seen, you know, ants and it's like they're almost infinite. But, these birds just...
They are like a dog on a bone, man. They are after those ants, and it took both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But man, they just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. What I don't know, though, is how long it took them. you know, because the whole video start to finish is like a little over 9 minutes. But it's very obvious that the whole time that the parent birds are going after the ants, the video has been sped up. So I don't know how long it actually took for them to do that, but
I would guess maybe about a 30-minute ordeal.
Well, it could be, but they certainly just kept at it, and they were successful. So anyway, let's hear it for the bird parents, and that is the video of the week and our rescue story of the week. So I hope you will take a look. There's a really funny one too. The dogs that are flat catted.
Oh, yeah.
If you turn the volume up, and it's pretty hysterical. There's all these great big huge dogs. One's flat on a bed and the others are on the floor. And they're out like light bulbs. And the owner just whispers, "Is that the squirrel?" He just whispers, "Squirrel." And it's like instantaneous there, boom, up and out. I mean, it made me laugh out loud. And it's really cute.
And don't worry about turning up your volume too loud, because there's nothing loud in the video. So you're not going to get like a startle or
a
scare.
You just hear the whisper of, "Is that squirrel?" And boom. And then the first one, of course, looks like almost like a kingfisher type bird, but somehow it got its beak stuck in the trunk of a tree. And it could, you know, like a woodpecker would, you know, be pecking and got the beak stuck. Mm-hmm. And so the bird is just hanging there, stuck to the tree, and it flops around whoever the human is. It looks like it's totally dead. Totally dead.
Yeah, because it's not moving at all.
Right. And when they touch the lower body, it just swings like it's just totally dead.
Totally limp.
Like there's the lights are on, but nobody's home. And then they pull the beak out of the trunk and hold the bird a little bit. And it's like, you can watch it get back in its body and wake up.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's an amazing rescue too. So we've got some good rescues in the animal world. If you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. All righty then. So looking at the clock, how about we do this, Nathan? How about I officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations? Then we'll take care of our advertisers and get to Marilyn at Meow Cat Rescue. And just so you all know, our lineup today, we'll start with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue. And the second hour, Help Animals India and Eileen will join us as usual. Well, we'll throw in current events that hour as well. And but I'll warn you, nothing new. And then in the third hour, we normally would be talking to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, but they will, as you recall, they were not able to join us last month, and that is apparently the case this month as well. So we will not be chatting with them, but I'm delighted to say we're going to start a new feature. And that would be with our friends Merritt and Beth Clifton, who are animals 24/7 and the most knowledgeable people about what's going on in animals on this planet that I've ever met. And now they're part of our Animal World family. And so we get to know everything that's going on with animals around the world. So we will be talking with them the 11 to 11:30. And then the last half hour of the show, we will be talking to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and with big, exciting news and the return of East West Bookshop. It's really exciting. We'll talk all about that. So here we go. I'm going to get us started. If you haven't been here for the official start of the show, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that we do get us in the right spirit for the day and the week. And this part of the show is optional to join. If you don't care to join me on this part, that's just fine. Or you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me. And I know many of you use them during the week as I do. So here we go with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, now we got a pile of affirmations that have all been contributed by some member of the animal world family here or there, and they are included in the group of affirmations we do because they have proven to be very powerful and transform your life if you do them on a regular basis. So first affirmation, each affirmation I say out loud three times, and you can do that along with me or silently or not at all, your choice. It's not like dancing. And when we get on the love train at 10 and 11, dancing's required. But here, you can opt out if you want. So here we go with affirmation number one three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually contributed by one of our guests for next week. That would be Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners. And if you've listened to the show, when Dr. Nels and Linda are here, she works with one of you. She gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. It turned out to be so powerful and changed so many of our lives that we now share it with everyone. And this one really is a good one. If you do any of them, this one is will really change your life. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, now this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute and the Italian Division. The one I use when I'm getting ready to go out in the world and want to go out sharing health and well-being rather than fear and illness. So here's a real good one. And I do, this one is one of the affirmations I do for my animals as well. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. And now this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach, feng shui gal, and basic psychic person. And this one really helps get in line with the crazy energy we're dealing with. I do this one for my animals too. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Our bodies and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and the last one to conclude these affirmations is the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, this one's really important now. We got to send the light all over the planet. And of course, a big focus on the Middle East. Let's all see. Send light and peace. All righty, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And it is time to take care of advertisers. We're going to do that right now. And then we will get to our first shelter rescue. And that, of course, would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday here on Animal World. We just heard from Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And be sure and join us next week, because she and Brother Dr. Nels will be with us. And it's all about free healing for you and your animal friends calling in for free remote treatments. And guess what? Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. So be sure and write it down. And if you've worked with her on the radio, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her in person or remotely off the air. So it's Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of the Interspace facility at the Old Rainier Brewery. And you can call her or text her for a free session at 206- 206-841-1992. All righty. We are going to change gears here and begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday and helping our beloved cat friends doing a fabulous job of that, and even some kids in dog suits too. Anyway, it is Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and Marilyn Hendrickson joins us as always. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
And how are you doing today, Marilyn?
I'm doing very well.
Okay, did you have big storms and winds and rain and stuff down in your neck of the woods yesterday?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, our street looks like a war zone today.
With all the stuff that came out of the trees and fell and stuff?
Yeah, pine needles, pine cones, leaves, branches, you name it.
All right, so I guess we're all covered today in that kind of stuff. I am no exception, but I'm also, like last Sunday, I was out blowing and mowing and all of that because it was nice and dry. I won't be doing that today. So anyway, for anybody that has been under a rock or something and doesn't know about Meow, why don't you give us a lowdown? What is Meow Cat Rescue all about?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 rescue organization. We're almost 27 years old.
Wow.
We're located in Kirkland, over in the Houghton area. And on site, we have cats and kittens, and dogs and puppies are in foster care.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a shelter brimming with cats and kittens. I mean, we are so full right now.
Well, I was going to say, according to what I think I've seen on Facebook recently, even though it's the first week in November, you got oodles and noodles of kittens.
Oh.
Looks like you guys are full up. Is that the case? You got more kittens you know what to do with, huh?
We are full up, and we have a lot of foster homes that have kittens. So, it's the season, it just doesn't want to let go. They keep coming and coming.
Yeah, used to be when I grew up anyway, there was kitten season. And that would be, summer into fall. But then by about this time of year, we would have a kitten drought. I mean, there would be just no kittens available, and you couldn't find a kitten if you wanted one, rarely anywhere through the winter. And you'd have to wait until, later spring going into summer when, we got into kitten season again. But somewhere along the line, Marilyn, that changed and that doesn't really happen anymore. And it's kind of like kitten season all year round, isn't it?
It really is. I literally have kittens 365 days a year here at my house. I never.
Because you do, foster them, right?
I foster them, yeah. In the winter, in the fall, it does wind down quite a bit, but it doesn't ever really end.
Okay. Well, as long as we're on the subject, because you can always use foster families, right?
Yeah, we always need foster homes for...
Okay, so let's talk about that and what would be involved in someone wanting to help Meow and foster cats or kittens or whatever.
Yeah, so anybody that wants to foster, we provide, all the medical care, the vaccines, the microchips, the blood work, the dewormings. And if necessary, we can help out with food and litter.
Wow.
And a foster gig can last anywhere from a couple days to a couple months, depending on the age and the health of the cats or kittens. We have a wide variety. Most people want orphaned weaned kittens. We do have those. Some people want bottle babies. Not very many people, but some people want bottle babies. And
that would mean that kittens that are so young that they still need to be hand-fed with a bottle by the human, right?
Yeah.
So that obviously that's an even bigger commitment, because then, you know, you have to feed them quite frequently for a while.
Yeah. And then some people want moms and babies. And then occasionally, actually quite often, we have cats or kittens that need to go to a foster home for a week or two just because we're waiting for, say, a dental or something like that. And that's really nice. So they don't have to sit in a cage to wait for their dental appointment. Or we have another kitty who has an echocardiogram coming up in December. And so instead of sitting at the shelter, somebody took him home and is going to foster him.
Oh, that's really nice. So what kind of a home or what kind of a situation do people need to have to be able to foster cats for you?
Well, you know, it certainly doesn't have to be a big home. I mean, think about how I always tell people to think about the size of the cage, and even a spare small room or a study or an office. It's absolutely ideal. And generally speaking, foster cats shouldn't probably come in contact with your cats if they're not current on vaccines.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
All you really need is a spare room. Even sometimes a bathroom will work. I mean, ideally bathrooms aren't great because there's not a lot going on. But you don't need a big house. You could just live in a studio apartment, for that matter, and foster.
Right, right. Okay, and then you have a mom and kittens or a litter of kittens, what's kind of the timing? How long? Because I think the kittens would be in the foster home until what, they're old enough or way enough to be able to be spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Because that's got to happen first, right? Before they can come into the shelter to be adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And so, again, it depends on what age the kittens are when they go to foster care. If they go to foster care at 6 or 8 weeks, it's probably going to be maybe a month, maybe a little bit longer. If somebody gets a mom and little tiny kittens, it's going to be probably about 3 months. So it varies greatly. And we have a form that we have people fill out telling us, you know, what their interests are, so we can kind of tailor their foster experience to what they want.
That's great. That's great. And then when it comes to the kittens being spayed or neutered, is that based on more on age or weight or both, or how does that work?
That's based on weight.
Okay. It's
based on weight, which is pretty much in line with age, but not always. And we just like to make sure they're healthy before they go in for their surgery. And that's usually about 3 pounds, which is usually about 3 months of age.
Gotcha. And so once that happens, then they're available to be adopted. And apparently you have a lot of kittens at that stage that are ready for homes, right?
We do. And I should mention that when someone is fostering kittens, we have them bring the kittens in every couple of weeks so we can just check on them, make sure that they're doing well, keep current on their vaccines and their dewormings. We provide all of that. The foster would not have to pay any money towards the medical care.
All right. So if someone is, and also, just to be fair, you are Meow Cat Rescue and started, of course, rescuing just cats. But you guys have kind of expanded over the years, and you do have some dogs and puppies, right?
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure how many we have at the moment, but we do have dogs and puppies, and they're all in foster care. And that's how we got our dog, was through Meow.
Because you have a little Shiba.
Yeah.
Shiba Inu, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And apparently has ongoing problems with her feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sure does. But she's doing great.
Yeah, because I know I see all of a lot of what you post on Facebook, and it's always great pictures of her joining you doing something. But she always has like bandages on her feet, I think.
Yeah, mainly just her right front foot.
Right. Okay. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes you open your heart to one that has had an issue that will be an ongoing issue, but it's not a life-threatening issue.
Yeah, that does happen occasionally. Not that often, though, really. Our
well,
dog was
good.
An exception. So,
I know you said you don't know how many dogs you've got right now in the foster system, but do you tend to have a lot of dogs these days? Are we talking about, you know, like 10 at a time, or maybe you have 20 or 50?
No, I think the dog foster program is a lot smaller, and usually I'd say there's anywhere from 8 to 12 dogs or puppies in foster care.
All right. And the way that people would find out what dogs you have in foster care that are available for adoption is through the website, right?
Correct.
Because you go to meowcatrescue.org, and then I think you click on, what, available dogs?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers here for the last time in the hour, and then we will continue chatting with Marilyn and find out what's going on with Meow currently here. And golly, it's the first Sunday of November. So, oh, Nathan, I think I'm going to have to say the word because it's early enough. I think we got to start talking about Christmas. Yeah,
Halloween's done, so
yeah,
you know
well,
what's
you know,
because
we got a lot of people waiting for Santa Paws pictures and all that, and I'm not sure, and hopefully Marilyn knows what's going on. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody, because get out the jingle bells. We got to talk about it. The season is coming up, and Meow's involved, of course, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, and you can get them on Amazon. The dog products are often, I have them at my local pet store. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And our wonderful sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home, and you can see her in person, and which I highly recommend to be in the gong room and experience everything in person. Or she can work with you remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online or on Facebook. Or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, so anything going on at Meow currently right now that we need to know about?
Well, yeah, there's something that there was an incident that happened last Sunday that I would like to share. Someone was driving down Highway 2, and the car in front of them tossed.
Well, wait a minute. That sounds like you're talking. Are you talking about? You said someone was driving down Highway 2 in Salton.
Yes.
Okay, so that's right in my neighborhood. What?
Well, the car in front of them threw a kitten out the window.
Oh no!
Yeah, and
they threw it out the window.
They did.
On the high, oh my!
They did. A little tortie kitten, and thankfully the car behind saw it, and they, you know, they were torn between getting the license plate of who did this and saving the kitten.
Right.
And they just pulled over and they got the kitten and they brought it to us. But I guess my point in bringing this up is there are other ways.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other ways. If you can't care for a kitten, please don't do something like that.
I mean, there's just no accounting for irresponsible human beings.
No.
I mean, throwing a kitten out the window on the highway. I mean, oh, I can't even wrap my mind around that.
And
thank goodness there was someone right there that was able to help. Now, was the kitten okay?
Yeah, she's doing good. She's just fine. But and this isn't the first time this has happened, I should point out. It happened last winter on Snoqualmie Pass. The same exact thing happened.
Wow.
So I would just really urge people to not do horrible things like that.
No, because there's a lot of shelters and rescues around the area.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And someone will take them. You don't have to just dump them somewhere.
Yeah, and I know the kitten that was tossed out the window last winter, she did have some head injuries where she, you know, I mean, when you're going 60 miles an hour and you're tossed out the window, that you're likely to have some injuries. But luckily, this little kitten from last week, she doesn't appear to have any injuries. We're keeping a close eye on her, but she seems to be just fine.
Well, thank goodness for that. Wow. All right, everybody. So heads up, spread the word. If you know anybody that's having trouble caring for their animals, kittens, puppies, or adults, or whatever, let them know there's help available. And just so you know, I should probably mention this, Marilyn, that private no-kill shelters like Meow cannot by law take in stray animals. Strays have to go to a city or county or a shelter. But the private shelters can take in owner surrenders.
Right.
Now, so that, well, so a kitten that was, it gets thrown out the window, do you consider that an owner surrender? Jeez.
Well, I think we considered that a stray hold, and all a stray hold means is we hold the kitten or cat or whatever for 72 hours, giving the owner or guardian a chance to claim the kitten or cat. So I think we just put her on a stray hold, and we knew nobody was going to claim her.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That was last Sunday, so she's now officially ours. And we're just waiting to get her in to have her spayed.
Wow. And then she'll be, well, bless your heart for being there and for saving that girl, and blessings to the people that pulled over and saved the kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on you to the ones that tossed her out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Karma, it will be coming back to you.
That's exactly what I said.
Yep. We don't have to do it. Karma will take care of it, because whatever you put back, you get out, you get back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
May not be in this lifetime, but, you know. Anyway, so now, before we run out of time, it is the 1st of November. So that means we got to start gearing up for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And of course, Meow, you're a big part of that. I think the first thing that happens, isn't it, is your big holiday bazaar?
Yeah, the holiday bazaar, I'm not sure if it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving or two Saturdays after Thanksgiving. I'll have to look and see. So yeah, that's the first thing. And then that will also be the kickoff of Santa Photos. And we're planning that already. And that will be every weekend. From the weekend after Thanksgiving until right before Christmas, various mud bays. As soon as I have that information, we'll put it on our website, and I will definitely send it to you.
Yeah, excellent. So that we can at least say for sure right now, the normal holiday stuff is happening at Meow. There will be the big holiday bazaar, and that's where you can get all great kind of great stuff. And boy, do you still have all the great baked goods and so forth at that holiday bazaar?
Yeah, baked goods.
All kinds of great stuff, and I'll be filling you in on current events when that happens. And so that's like the weekend right after, or the following after Thanksgiving, and then that kicks off the Santa Paws photos. And again, you will be partnering with Mud Bay stores, and it will be every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays at various Mud Bay stores around the area, and there'll be a schedule out. It's usually, at least it always has been, like from noon to three at different locations. And that's going to happen this year. And as soon as the schedule's out, we'll get it posted up on current events, and I'll be telling you about it every week. But you can start marking your calendars, because all the usual holiday stuff is going to happen at Meow. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know about Maryland?
No, I don't think so.
All righty. Well, let's hope that those humans out there are all responsible, and we have no more tossing out the window. All you got to do is call them. They'd much rather you bring them into the kittens into them than throw them out the window, folks. There's a better way to handle it. But anyway, thanks for sharing, Marilyn, and have a great month coming up. And golly, the next time we chat, it's going to be December.
I know it.
All righty. Get me those schedules as soon as you know them.
I sure will.
All righty. Okay. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. So that's meowcatrescue.org. And click on available cats and kittens, or available puppies and dogs, and you'll see everything that's ready. And they are open as usual Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. for adoptions. That means you can sneak in there this afternoon and adopt somebody if you would like. All righty, that's going to wrap us up for hour number one. We're getting ready to fire up hour number two, and that means it's time to get on the love train. And what you need to know is you don't get to opt out of this one. This is we got to get back into exercising and getting our energy up for the day and the week. And this gives us an opportunity to send love all over the planet. And boy, do we need that now. How about we focus on the Middle East and Ukraine? We've got two wars going on now that we can send lots of love and peace to. And we do that by enjoying the love train and getting some exercise at the same time. So I always, and just so you know, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet and join the love train with us. We'll cruise in and cruise by and pick you up. And as always, I energize the love train music up with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Help Animals India is next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.